I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gaza, Israel, Hamas, Palestinians, rejected ceasefires, invasions. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Israel launched a ground offensive Thursday after days of rocket fire from Gaza. Caught in the crossfire are the Christians. Most of them can't leave. It's hard to imagine anything other than survival in a time like this, but Doyle says
the believers that live in Gaza are always so focused on what will really bring change to the 26-mile strip, and it's the light of Jesus Christ.
Let's pray a wall around him. Join us at our Facebook page. Pray for boldness, safety, and opportunity. Next, the Malaysian airline crash isn't the only big thing happening in Ukraine. Baptist Global Response Partners say between 30 and 40 new refugees arrive every day from towns taken over by separatists. Many families left with only the clothes on their backs, so churches are providing food, shelter, and most importantly, the hope of Christ. You can help more refugees receive these items through BGR. Visit us online at missionnetworknews.org for details. And what's the best way to help missionaries? You probably think, give them money. But Advancing Native Missions CEO Oliver Asher says they get a different answer from workers they support.
When people think about missions, a lot of time they think about the resources, the finances, the personnel. But the request that we get the most is for prayer.
That's why A&M made a daily prayer guide with 31 ways to pray for Native missionaries. You can download it at our website. Could you pray for a Native missionary today?
Any opening to the gospel always begins with prayer.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? We've got a free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7 to help you understand why. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.